Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on the Michigan Literary Network radio show, where writers learn about getting to their literary goals and readers connect to Michigan authors. I'm your host, indie romance and suspense author of over 37 novels and founder of Motown Writers Network, Sylvia Hubbard. Motown Writers Network was established in 2000 with a website, offline conferences, literary events, and book drives driven to bring you the best in Michigan entertainment and hope years to come. For information and to receive updates about Michigan Literary Radio and Motown Writers Network, please visit our website at motownwriters.com. If you would like to be a guest on our show, find out more information about the show, or just would like to contact us, please visit us at the website at motownwriters.com. I want to thank everybody for joining us. This is a pre-recorded show, pre-recorded in Detroit, Michigan, on May 18th, 2016. Like I said, thank you for joining us. Today we have the wonderful Pam Rossi, who is the author of the just released novel of Over Easy Conversation. Do we have you in, Pam?
Yes, you do. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I want to thank you for joining us. A little bit about Pam. She wrote Over Easy magazine. She is the host. You do guest interviews for Over Easy radio show on 94.7 WCSX, and that's here in the Metro Detroit area. And we're just going to get really into about you and the book and everything else you do and just have fun. So tell us a little bit about the book so everybody knows a little bit about it.
Sure, absolutely. Thank you. The book, Over Easy Conversations, is full of actual interviews of different artists that I've had on my show. I've been hosting the show going on 17 years now. It's on WCSX here in Detroit. And a music show, so all the interviews are of musicians, and the book is divided up into rockers, fingerstylists, singer-songwriters, folk Americana, blues, and then there's a few that didn't fit any of those. It's genre or what genre. So these are national artists, these are local artists, and they cover the gamut. So over the years, I would have artists in, and I'd have them come in with their instruments, either guitar or their keyboard, and sometimes I had full bands in there as well.
Wow.
And they would talk, we'd chat, we just have conversations, and we take breaks, and they would play, you know, three or four songs, and that would be a big part of the show.
Okay, so you said over years. So how long did it take you, I mean, from conception of, I need to put this in the book and, you know, get it all in, get the interviews done, and, you know, to publishing, how long did that take?
Well, from the beginning, I never thought of doing a book. I mean, that was just a few years ago, you know, even though all these interviews range from the year 2000 when I started to take, when I took over the show, till about 2012. So I never thought right from the get-go, oh, I'm going to record all these in case I decide to put it in a book. That never happened like that. It was just over the years, certain listeners, you know, many listeners would just say, gosh, I wish I could go back and hear that or relive that interview that was so good, and and that's where the idea just started, and I thought, you know what, why not put these in a book? And so when the opportunity arose, you know, I had to do the whole process of, you know, getting the okay to do the book. It's not like you know, because these are interviews that were done while I was working with Greater Media, you know, I'm working, so they actually own the interviews because it's intellectual property. So I had to get permission from Greater Media to put these into a book, which they did, you know, and they said, sure, you know, go ahead and do that. And, you know, but we do want to see the file before you go to print. I said, okay, no problem. So this started about March of 2014 that the the idea of it and getting the okay, started March of 2014. So we took, I've got like about 300 interviews, and it's like, okay, I need to get these into print. And I started to do it myself.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't something I don't know what I was thinking. After I did like a quarter of one, I said, no, I can't do this. So I hired a couple of freelancers to mm-hmm. go ahead and transcribe all the recordings into print.
Oh, okay.
And yes, they did that. It took several months, and I had two people working on it,
mm-hmm.
two different people. And once they sent back the print version, then I had, listened to the recording while looking at the print version to make sure that, everything was correct. They weren't local, so they probably didn't know all the spellings of names and different things. So I was verifying that everything was correct. So that took some time as well
mm-hmm.
to listen to all these interviews once again while looking at the actual print. And that was a big project in itself.
Now, being that, this was later on that you decided to write the book, this is an interesting question to ask. Were there times when you were just disheartened, like telling yourself or pulling your hair out saying, why did I even do this? And then when you did it, like, how did you, get out that slump and say, you know what, I have to see the finished product?
Yeah, well, first of all, people knew that I was doing this, and I was starting to get releases signed. So people that were in the book already knew that there was going to be a book because they signed a release.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it was like, there was no backing out. I never really considered myself an author. So I had to write all the introductions and of course the introduction to the book and the dedication and all that stuff. So that was certainly new for me. I've always written things, but never this elaborate. So that was quite the challenge. And I actually scrapped a whole intro and had to rewrite it completely. But once I, got in the swing of things, it seemed to come a little easier. So, that was part of it. It's like, wow, all of a sudden I'm writing. And the editing, once I compared things with the recording, we had to edit out things like dates and things that were no longer relevant. I got rid of stuff like that. And just edited a little bit just to clean up the interviews. I didn't change any wording, but, deleted a few things that didn't make any sense to the interview or, laughing things, whatever. So that was a lot of that was involved with putting this whole thing together.
Oh,
but the main thing, I'm sorry, the main thing was that I talked about pulling my hair out. The main thing was, once we sent the file, we were ready to go and sent the file to our corporate office. They looked at it and then they pulled the plug. And they said, no, this is not what we thought you were doing. We thought you were just going to put in your own words what you thought of all these artists. And I said, well, that's going to be boring. I love them all. And, each one. And so they pulled the plug. And this was in November of 2014. And the publisher and I decided, well, let's just sit on it over the holidays and then go back to square one and see what we can do. And so we were at square one again. And what I did was send a proof and a big long letter to the head of the whole company and said, please let us do this. And, what do we got to do? Uh-huh. And he did look at it and said, this is good. Let's get it done. But they had to have every single person in the book had to have a signed release. So there were several national artists that didn't have the release yet, and so that was a big project again, trying to get talking to their people and getting things signed. So, but we were back on, thank goodness.
Thank goodness, because that would have been amazingly. Yeah, that's a letter in tenacity. Just keep it going. We do get a lot of authors that get, disheartened. Whether it's fiction or nonfiction, they're like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, and they put it on the side, and I love giving people, hearing other authors' stories where they pick that back up, that, we're going to keep it going. We're going to do this because
We have to get this out to the masses. So that is very encouraging to hear. Thank you for sharing. we all needed to hear that, you know, because even though I've written a lot, you have to hear other people to see how they're doing. So the title, we want to know a little bit about the title. We always ask people, well, where did your title come from?
Well, first of all, the name of the radio show is called Over Easy. That's been the radio show even before I hosted it. It's always called Over Easy because even though it's a classic rock station, the Sunday morning Over Easy show is a little more laid back, and you know, we go a little deeper with the songs and the albums. So it's just a little more mellow. It kind of, you know, ease in your Sunday morning. You know, it's a little easier than during a weekday or whatever. So that's where Over Easy comes with. And then the conversations, basically, you know, all these interviews were basically conversations. They weren't a quick, you know, question, answer type interview.
Mm-hmm.
We were like just friends talking about, you know, their experiences with their music and, you know, things that they've experienced in their career, you know, and the ups and downs of those things. And it was just like two people having a conversation. And that's why I used that word in the title. It explains a lot of what the book is about.
Now, how did you feel, Rick, when you got that first copy? Like, what went through your mind as you, you know, got it and saw the proof and just went through the experience with it?
Well, any author can relate. When you get that first proof, it's like, oh my gosh, this is real. Wow. And, you know, especially my book has my mug on the front. So, you know, I'm looking at this book and there I am and it's like, wow, it was kind of surreal, but it's like, well, there's definitely no turning back now. This is it. Even though the proof was one thing, and when I got the initial first order, you know, we got everything was done, you know, the releases were in hand, everything was, you know, set up. And when I got the first, you know, few boxes at my house delivered, and opened them up, and I saw there was something on the cover that wasn't from the edited file, realized there was 100 books now that are no good because they printed the wrong file.
Oh,
so then
no.
I was totally deflated again, but I wasn't giving up yet. persevere, you know, okay.
Right.
That's just a little setback, and but yeah, it was definitely exciting to see, you know, you open the box and there's books with of your books all nice and pretty and new and ready to go and give to people.
Now, before we keep going, let everybody know who you are, where your website is, and where they can get the book.
Oh, absolutely. You can get these, of course, Amazon, but my website, which is PamRossi, and that's RossiI.com. Pam Rossi. I like to say like Martini and Rossi. PamRossi.com. You can find the books there and Amazon. And I most right now I'm setting up a lot of different libraries and things, but everybody seems to want to wait till the fall, so I don't have any immediate book signings at this point set up. But hopefully we'll get some more of those soon, and that will be on my Facebook page as well. I have a Pam Rossi author Facebook page. You can follow me and what's happening on that page.
Okay, so let us know, what else are you working on as a writer, or will there be like a Over Easy part two or anything like that? Because you had so many of those 300. I mean, wow. I know you didn't fit them all in the book, but I mean, I know there, and then you're still doing the show, correct? So it's like more to come. More to come, possibly?
Yeah, I'm hoping. There's definitely, you know, I couldn't put every interview in, and there's still some good ones that I would like to put out. But, you know, we'll see. That's the next step. You know, I want to, you know, work on what this one and get this out to the masses. That's the goal right now. And I am working on a children's series, and so trying to get that finished up, and very excited about that. I've got all the trademarks and everything done, so hopefully that will be coming out real soon.
Okay, so going from Pam, the radio show host, to now Pam, the published author, how has writing this book, you know, changed, enhanced, not enhanced, or just you know, just been so different for you?
Well, it's the fact that it's the interviews were already done. I didn't have to, you know, start from scratch, you know, writing a fiction book or something. You know, so it kind of went on the same line of what I always do. You know, I speak for a living, and so it seemed like it was the next step. Mm-hmm. Even like I said, you know, I wasn't planning to be an author, but it worked out that I am now, which is kind of cool. I can say, oh, yeah, I put a book together, and you know, I like to see that on my resume now. It's been a challenge, but it's been you know, I'm very proud of it and excited at the same time.
That is awesome. I mean, I'm so proud of you. Like, yeah, I love hearing stories from, like, people who said, hey, this must be a book. That's just great. Because I want everybody, I think everybody in the world should write a book. Just, even if they don't publish it, just write it.
Okay.
Leave something in the world that just is going to, you know, change somebody else's life. And speaking of changing life, so people, we know that, you know, you had listeners who wanted to hear this interview again, but people, how do you think readers can take this book and roll with it or learn from things that these magicians have shared? How do you think they're going to, like, people, even if people aren't into, you know, the musicians, what mm-hmm. do you think they'll walk away with knowing?
Well, I think, I can't imagine anyone's not interested in music. I mean, music is in our life every day. And what's interesting, and actually someone did purchase a book that wrote back a great email to me and said, I did not realize even the stories in here, artists that I was familiar with, I was still learning about their life and their music career and everything. And then he went on to say, I've been jotting notes down of these different artists, not even knowing about them or their music, and jotting them down so I can go purchase their music and check out their music after reading the stories on this. So I thought that really explained a lot, that he was very excited about learning about new music and what these people have to offer. And I think he might be a musician as well. And, mm-hmm. you know, it gave him inspiration reading some of these stories of, you know, things that people have accomplished in their lives or things they've had to, you know, challenges they've dealt with and all of that. And I think that inspired him as well. And, you know, the good part of this book is it's kind of like a coffee book. You don't read it from front to back. I mean, you could, but you can go to your favorite artist, someone that you know about or don't know about, and that's the way it's designed.
Awesome. Oh, my goodness. That is just, that's great. That's so great. Thank you. I really appreciate this. So we're going to wrap this up, but I really want people to make sure they go check you out. So if you could please make sure you give your website again and where we can get the book and where we can connect with you. And if you have any upcoming events, please let us know.
Sure. I would love to. Again, you can follow me where any events and things like that on my Facebook page, which is Pam Rossi Author, because I have a couple of Facebook pages. So just Pam Rossi Author, all the updated events will be there. Mm-hmm. And you can get the book from Amazon or particularly my website, which is www.pamrossi.com, PAMROSSI.com.
And if they want to check out your radio show?
94.7 WCSX, Sunday morning, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Thank you, Pam. I really appreciate taking that time off your busy schedule to join us at the Michigan Literary Network radio show. And I look forward to part two, part three, and even more from you to come. So thank you so much. Hey, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Michigan Literary Network radio show hosted by Motown Writers Network. Thank you for joining us. Motown Writers connects writers to their literary goals and readers to Michigan authors.
For writers, we have workshops, conferences, networking opportunities, marketing, and promotions, plus resources available online and offline. We invite writers of all stages to our free writers discussions meetings held every second Saturday except in November at the Barnes & Nobles on Wayne State University campus from 10 a.m. to noon. For readers, we provide literary entertainment, book news, and giveaways online and offline. Check out our website for more information at MotownWriters.com. The Michigan Literary Network and Motown Writers annual events offline include the Essence of Motown Literary Conference and Jam, held every second Saturday in November. Also, our literary meet and greet is held in August of every year. Along with that, we have a book club mix and mingle in October. At these events, we invite readers and writers to come together to celebrate the written word, and at most events, they are free to readers. If you're interested in being a guest on our radio show, advertising with us, or promoting your literary project or service, please visit us at MotownWriters.com and click on our contact page for more information. If you're interested in hosting your own show with the Michigan Literary Network, please submit your show proposals to MotownWriters@Yahoo.com. Please share our information with other readers and writers, and we hope you help us continue to strengthen the literary network in Michigan and increase literacy in the Metro Detroit community. For more information, please visit our website at www.michiganliterarynetwork.com.